Ag labor is a large issue for Northwest farmers, and it's only getting larger. And one of the issues farmers in Washington and Oregon are dealing with is overtime. Starting with the new year in Oregon, the number of hours before ag OT kicks in has moved down from 48 hours now down to 40 hours. I recently sat down with Austin McClister with the Oregon Farm Bureau to discuss what ag overtime looks like in the Beaver State and what 2026 has in store.
This all started at the 60-hour mark. So we've been phasing in since 2022 ag overtime for farm workers. And I mean, setting the table, I mean, you can't talk about ag overtime without talking about what it was like before ag overtime. So historically, overtime has not been required for ag workers. And the reason for that is seasonality. The other reason for that is that farmers do not have a lot of choice in setting the prices for their crops. We say price takers, not price makers. And so when you look at that as a business and you say, and you're adding labor costs on top for farmers, that's coming out of their bottom line. They're taking a hit on every increase in a labor cost because you're not gonna charge a dollar more for your corn like you're charging for a Big Mac at McDonald's, right? So that's really the big change is agriculture exists separately from a regular business practice that has overtime regularly. And so what we've been seeing, and I like to tell people we've had a crystal ball on this one, is that in 2022, when they passed this, we told the legislature that, you know, workers' hours are going to get cut. You know, workers are going to lose their jobs. They're going to have to take two jobs. We're going to lose farms because they can't afford it. And that's exactly what's happened. From 2017 to 2022, we've lost a farm a day. Like, imagine what happens now when you're adding these labor costs on top of that. Are we still losing a farm a day? I wouldn't doubt it, right? And we have the numbers. You know, 69% of farms are operating net cash loss. Labor costs are 70% higher here in Oregon. 67 net cash income is 67% lower in Oregon compared to the rest of the United States. So from the farmer side, that's what it looks like. From the farm worker side, you have workers that are having to take two jobs because the farmer will stop at that 48-hour mark because they simply cannot afford to pay time and a half during harvest, and they have to bring in a new worker to fill that spot, or they don't even do the work. They just have to cut it off. We've had examples of fruit rotten in fields because of this kind of stuff, whether it's labor shortages or not being able to pay. So the farm worker not doing that great. We've talked extensively with them, and basically what we've heard is we want a change. We want to either move it back to 50 hours or 60 hours, or we want to get rid of it entirely. And to hear that as somebody who, as Farm Bureau, was opposed to the bill at the outset, to hear the very people that it was aimed at say they don't like it is incredibly powerful. And it means that there needs to be a change. Representative Ricky Ruiz, he's a representative out of Gresham. He had told me, he said, I've heard 9 out of 10 farm workers say they don't like it. And that's about what I've heard as well. So something needs to change.
So Austin, where do we go from here? What's the plan for 2026?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's not going to go away. That much we do know, but we have to come to the table, and there has to be a care and consideration for business in this state when it comes to farmers. You know, farmers are providing these jobs, and if they can't survive, then what's the point of this, right? So I think the plan is we're going to come to the table, we're going to figure something out. There's a couple of solutions that have been floated. So you have a seasonal exemption. So you say like 11 weeks where you're not paying overtime. You know, I've heard pushing that hour rate back up to 60 hours a week would make sense. I've heard freezing it at 48 right now, just so we can wait for studies to come through. And don't get me wrong, we know what the studies are going to say. The studies are saying farm workers are making $100 to $200 less a week because of overtime right now. So they're going to want to wait for those studies to come through. So they might pause it, would be another thing. So freeze it at 48. I don't think this is a viable solution, but I've had one farmer tell me, like, hey, why don't we give an option for our workers to sign a form that says, hey, we're opting out of overtime so that they can work more hours. And I think we talked with our lawyers. I don't think that's technically legal. So, I mean, for me, it sounded like the best solution in the world, but it's like, give somebody a choice. Like, do you want to get paid overtime or not? I don't think that's a viable option. But so, I mean, a couple things on the table. I'm sure that proponents of the original bill will want to just throw more money at it and say, let's increase like the tax credit that farmers get for paying the overtime. I don't think that's the best solution. I mean, it would certainly help, but I don't think that's the best solution because we've heard there have been issues with using that tax credit in the first place. So lots of things on the table. I think what you can be sure of is we'll be at the table and we'll be pushing for farmers.
Now, the idea of ag overtime, not unique to Oregon. Other states have moved forward with overtime. Does Oregon look at other states and say, okay, that's something we should do. Okay, that's something we shouldn't do.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't call us lucky, but, you know, Washington was a year ahead of us in terms of this phase in. So we've always had a year to look at what's happening in Washington and go like, okay, this is coming for us now, 1 year later, as far as the phase in for overtime goes. I think what I've seen, I can't get too deep into it, but what I've seen is like New York was one state that did this. And what I had heard is that New York listened to the farmers and they go, okay, we understand this is going to be a real issue because of all those things I outlined earlier. It's just cost is really the biggest issue. New York essentially subsidized the overtime pay. They threw a lot of money at it. That's what I was told. And what that means is so farmers can pretty much operate, you know, like they would with the support of the state. Now, a lot of people might have different feelings about that. I've heard the term mailbox farmer thrown out, like you're just receiving checks to be able to farm sort of thing. So we have these examples from other states. What we've known is the story's the same. It's harmful for farm workers and farmers alike. Like, it's just not a well-crafted policy because it never really has been, because when the Federal Labor Standards Act did not include overtime for agriculture workers, it did it because it took into account the nature of the industry. And unfortunately, this overtime law does not do that.
Once again, that was Austin McClister with the Oregon Farm Bureau.